My name's Neville Collard, I'm a Noongar man, and I'm here at Lake Claremont to talk about the Noongar history, heritage and culture of this place, which of course was a significant camping ground. We're at the northern end of Lake Claremont, and when I look out over the lake and around the edges, I look out and I see a number of trees. The first one, when I see the yuwal, or the paper bark, is called a milli milli or the bibble burn. And then of course the paper bark is a pretty significant tree in the situation of where there's dampness and winter. Number one, the bark has a number of uses. Because it's waterproof and water can't penetrate it, it can be used for my building, where they use the sticks from the wattle trees, and they were bent over into a curve, and then the paper bark was placed on top and weaved so that it became waterproof. Once the Maya Maya was built, it would then, they'd peel the bark off and put it on the ground inside the paper bark, Maya Maya, so that the bark was then used as waterproofing from within the house and in the Maya Maya. So therefore moisture couldn't come inside the house because the paper bark was keeping it down. So it was used as a matting to keep the dampness out. It was also used when peeled, you could sit on it. And canvas, where people take canvas now and tarps to sit on a park, you could use paper bark to keep your backside dry and sit there with comfort. It was used as a waterproofing, where if you were laying under a tree or under a bark, just a normal bark hut, it was raining, you'd put the paper bark over the top of you so that you would keep dry. It was also used as a raincoat, so the early dries of bones. You see in some of the early photos of non-Indigenous people here, you see them standing with paper bark raincoats. And also, the Noongars knew that if they saw a tree and it was in the summer, and they're looking for water, they could sometimes look around in the bark and look for water that had been retained within the paper bark, so they could find water to drink. And then, of course, if you peel the paper bark and you made a cone out of it, you can go down to the water hole and pick up water, and if someone was ill, you could carry it to that person without it leaking. So there's a number of uses. When I look around up that western, northwestern end, I also see that some of the streets were named after the Noongar names, which gives me reason to believe that the camping of this area and this place was pretty important. The first word is called Nala, and the street up there called Nala. And Nala, in the dialect of the Noongar, means us. Nala, or Nala, some people say Nala, other people say Nala. There's another street there called Wonging. And Wonging is a word for the Noongar word for talking. So it meant that we were talking in this area. I also noticed that there's a street there called Acacia, which so makes me believe of the wattle trees that would have been in the area. Maybe red-eye wattle that could have been growing there for where they got the seeds to make the dampers. And we look around, there's also eucalypts growing here. And we all know the eucalypts were also medicinal, and lots of eucalyptus oil were in those leaves, and they were used like Vicks. When once heated up to ooze the oil out, then rub it on your chest or on your throat and in your nose and to breathe in. The lake is a very, very important site. And you can also see here that there's Yanji bush growing there, which is also the stem, which is hollow, is used for the snorkel. And the root is very, very good eating. And it's a white celery type root. And in the springtime, you'll see the ducks and the swans in particular pulling up those roots and eating them. So when I saw that, and we eat swans and we ate ducks and we ate all these birds, I actually took to pulling up some of the roots, peeling the brown skin off, and washing them and eating them, and it tastes very, very refreshing food and with no side effects.